Blog Talk Radio.
One. Oh, welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. Oh, wait. Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm fucking up. I couldn't hear it. My headphones aren't working.
Well, we did a sound check and they were working just fine.
Yeah, well, I couldn't hear.
Well, you should have said that.
I said that.
No, you didn't. You said you could hear and everything was good.
I could hear you, but I couldn't hear anything.
You should have said that.
No, just leave it. Fuck it. I don't need to hear it.
I'm sitting right next to you, so.
Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about the wonderful high school in Vermont that's going to be flying the Black Lives Matter flag through the whole month of February.
Why are you fidgeting with your mic? What are you doing? Stop what?
Stop making chitter chatter. You messed up the show.
You fucking fucked up my fucking headset and my mic.
You messed up your headset.
What are you talking about? How is this my fault?
We're having technical difficulties.
Yeah,
okay?
We are having technical difficulties.
We did sound check, and he
and
said everything was good and ready to go. I'm like, you can hear it. You can hear it out of your headphones. He said, yeah. Yeah.
I heard you talking in my ear.
I said, can you hear it out of the headphones? You said, yeah. I said, okay, everything's good.
What was I supposed to hear out of my headphones? You?
Yeah. Listen to this.
I mean, it's all good. Hey, it's all good.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to hear.
Nah.
You're supposed to hear
it doesn't matter. It's all good. All right, go ahead.
Anyway.
Talk about that Black Lives Matter thing.
I think it's great that this high school in Vermont is going to fly the Black Lives Matter flag.
Wait. I thought they weren't going to fly the Black Lives Matter flag.
They're going to fly it through the whole month of February, which is Black History Month.
Oh, shit.
Get away from that.
Get it away. Rip it out my ear. Just keep them.
Keep it.
So, wait. They're going to fly the Black Lives Matter flag all through
February, which is Black History Month. Yes.
So, wait. I thought you said they weren't going to do it.
They are. They are.
So what's the controversy then? They said they weren't going to do it.
No.
Yeah. You read the story wrong.
No, you weren't listening.
I was listening. These motherfuckers said they weren't going to fly the flag.
They are. No other high school is flying the Black Lives Matter flag. Every other high school is flying the American flag. But this high school.
I didn't even know there was a Black Lives Matter flag.
Are you kidding me?
You knew that.
You're black and you didn't know there's a Black Lives Matter flag?
No, I didn't know that.
Really?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I knew that.
You did not.
I did too.
What's it look like? What colors are
they? I showed you it. Oh my goodness.
All right, you showed me it. That's because you just saw it.
Mister, tell me you knew
there was a fucking Black Lives Matter flag.
I knew.
Okay,
I knew.
So what's it look like?
It's black and it says Black Lives Matter. And
it's
white.
Black and it says lives matter.
Black lives matter and white. Yeah, that's what it says.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Wow. What do you mean?
You're just messing up the episode today. No, they are going to fly the flag.
No, it said they're not going to float a flag.
They are. For the whole month of February, they are going to be flying the Black Lives Matter flag, which no other high school flies the Black Lives Matter flag ever.
Okay, if you say so.
Yes,
if you
say
so. You get the bar.
No. I think you need to go to sleep. It's late. You're messing the whole episode
up. You don't know what you're talking about right now.
We're going to pull up.
You really don't know what you're talking about. You're tripping right now.
No.
You're both.
All right, anyway, let's talk about the Eagles.
You want to switch to the Eagles now?
Yeah.
Because you don't know about this Black Lives Matter flag.
No, because you're just making it all sound like fucked up now. We had a whole, like, what were we going to talk about? Were we going to talk about this? Yeah, let's talk about that. And then we get on there and you're like, what are you talking about? You didn't say that. They said they're not going to.
That's what I thought you said.
No.
That's what I thought you said.
No. Is the first public school in America to fly the Black Lives Matter flag.
Oh. I was wrong.
Yeah, I know. Wait. Say that again.
I was wrong.
Repeat that.
I was wrong.
One more time. One more time.
You were right about some.
One more time.
And first of all, you act like you knew that it was a Black Lives
it's
Matter
very,
flag.
It's very, very rare that this one here ever admits that he's wrong about anything. Anything.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Thanks for your cooperation there.
It's a fuck.
Anyway.
Shite.
What do you think the Eagles got to do to win?
What do they?
You think they got to do it, play the same way they played against Minnesota?
Different teams, different schemes, different looks.
Run the ball. You just got to run it.
Different coach, different everything. It's not as simple as just running the ball. I feel like that the Eagles are a bigger, faster, stronger, deeper team in depth. When I say in depth, we have more players at each position that still can be effective without even having the starters on the field. I feel like we're just a better team than them. That's how I feel. It's the only position that they have over us, honestly, is probably maybe running back and quarterback.
And I heard somewhere that they can't stop the run.
They're 29th.
Yeah. They're the second
defense.
Worst.
29th in total defense.
Second worst in stopping the run or something like that.
They're down there. They're 29th, so there's only 32 teams. So
as long as the Eagles run the ball, they should be good.
Well, this is how I feel. We should beat up on them. I feel like we should pound
I hope so.
Their necks. I feel like we should just pound on that ass. We should pull down their panties and just tear up their ass. Just pull them down and just go to town. Like, just physically dominate them at the line of scrimmage. And
just like they did Minnesota.
Well,
shut them up.
Minnesota, we beat them with big plays, takeaways, and we pressured the quarterback.
No, you can't underestimate them either.
I feel like that's the same thing. I feel like this ain't nobody underestimating
them. No.
They're favorites. Everyone in America is picking the Patriots except for actual Eagle fans.
Right. But
so,
I'm not saying you can't, but I'm saying New England's good for coming back in the fourth quarter. So just because you think you got a lead on them in the fourth quarter doesn't mean the game's over.
True. But
just like the Jacksonville game. I'm sure Jacksonville thought they had it. They were
done. I don't know
done.
If Jacksonville thought they had it, but I know Jacksonville fucking didn't finish the fucking game.
Yeah, man. They kind of gave it up. But anyway,
they started doing stupid shit that they normally didn't do in the first half, and he stopped doing that.
And that messes up your confidence, too. All of a sudden, you're winning, and then you're not winning. It just fucks up your confidence.
That's the game of football.
It messes up your head.
That's the game of football. And you know what? You just said something. I'm going to applaud you. Everybody knows that's how game is. Either you're winning or you're not winning. But this is what it is. The Philadelphia Eagles, like I said, are just bigger, faster, and stronger. They're just a better team.
They have a good team this year.
I want to physically dominate. I want to physically dominate the Patriots at the line of scrimmage on both lines of scrimmage, on the defensive side and the offensive side. Which means I want our offensive line to pound on their defensive line, and I want our defensive line to pound on their offensive line, and I want to run the ball down their throats. Which means let's run the ball like basically on every other play. And I feel like we can just.
They have been doing it. They've been running the ball a lot more than they used to. With Andy Reid, the Eagles never ran the ball. Never.
Well, Andy Reid's not here. We're talking about Wentz and Foles.
Yeah.
The numbers say that we're basically averaging the same amount of runs. It just seems like we're running at a. In different situations than we did when we had Wentz.
Okay.
And a lot of those runs that counted towards the totals, towards running plays, was a lot of Wentz running himself. So
he's a running quarterback.
Yeah,
Nick Foles isn't.
And Nick Foles is not that guy.
Okay.
But Nick Foles.
So he just compensates by using someone else in different plays at different times.
It's just different plays, you know what I'm saying? But he's going to have, I feel like, he's going to have the best game that he's ever had in his life.
I don't know why. Like, I don't, I'm not a big football fan. I don't really know much about football. What I do know is from you or what I heard from the shows that you're watching or listen to on the radio. But I feel like Nick Foles is one to prove everyone wrong. I think he wants to prove everybody that he's not what they think he is, that he's not this underdog, that he's better than Carson Wentz, that he can do it.
I don't know if he wants to prove that he's better than Carson Wentz.
Maybe
but
not
I,
better.
They're
but
talking
that he
about
can do
the
it.
Way they're talking about Nick Foles in the national media right now, like he's some fucking hobo off the street.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Foles is more than that. Nick Foles, Chip Kelly would still have his job if he would have never got rid of Nick Foles. Okay.
Well, he got rid of Nick Foles.
He traded Nick Foles away.
Jackson,
he got rid of Deshaun.
And that just messed
McCoy,
the whole team up.
And it just completely destroyed the team.
That was a Super Bowl
but Chip
team
Kelly
there.
Was so arrogant and cocky that he thought that the reason that they went to that 10-6 record was because of him. He felt like it was his system. In reality, it was about the players.
Right.
And he has to just realize that it's about the players. Doug Peterson gets it's about the players and the coaching.
Yeah.
So Doug, like my boy calls him, Dougie P. Dougie P gets it. Nick Chip didn't get it. Andy Reid got it to a certain extent. But Andy Reid would just let his deficiencies always come up in big games. Dougie P, like my boy, as my boy calls him, Dougie P doesn't do that. He had a couple bad games last year. I wouldn't even say bad games. He just made some bad decisions in late in games, and he's definitely turned it completely around. So, Doug Peterson, Coach of the Year, Carson Wentz, MVP, Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP, we're all doing it together.
Right.
And,
of course. No one can do it by himself.
And that's basically – it's just the best team I've ever seen Philadelphia ever put on the field.
Yeah, and
the
see,
best
I
team.
Thought they had a good team – with Chip Kelly, Nick Foles, Deshaun Jackson, before
had
he
talent.
Traded all
they
them.
They had talent. They didn't have the coaching.
They had the offense.
They
had the defense.
They didn't have the defense either.
They had
but
special plays was good, or special teams.
Special teams was good. They just didn't have the defense.
Yeah, and then
now
Chip
we got
Kelly,
the defense, we
have
the offense, and we have
coach.
The special teams. We have a reliable kicker. We have everything that says that we should be the best team in the NFL. And this Sunday at Super Bowl 52, the Philadelphia Eagles prove once and for all that they are the best team in the NFL this year. Applaud me.
We'll be celebrating next Tuesday at the parade in Philly after they win. So. We'll be going to the parade.
I can't wait till the parade happens.
Right?
I, there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to win.
I took off of work for Tuesday and Wednesday in anticipation of them winning. Because I know if they do win, I'm going to the parade. And I'm not going to be in any shape to go to work on Wednesday. So I already took that day off, too.
There's no doubt in my mind we're going to win. And you know what? If we win, no. I'm not going to say if we win. When we win, I'm going to carry an Eagles flag and a Black Lives Matter flag.
One in each hand?
One in each hand.
You know what? I've heard a lot of different – you listen to a lot of sports shows and on TV and on the radio and stuff. And lately, a lot of the talk show hosts and stuff have been asking callers if they had any doubts that the Eagles would lose this week. And 90% of the callers said, absolutely not. No. They had more doubts last week against Minnesota than they did this week.
Yep. I have no doubt that we're going to win this shit. I don't know how we're going to win
their
it.
Time.
I don't know what it's going to look like, but I know we're going to win it.
Well, you said the Steelers are the only one that's ever beat the Patriots, right?
No. The Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I don't know why I keep thinking the Steelers beat them.
That?
I don't
why,
know
why.
Why
do you keep saying that?
For some
that?
Reason, I think the Steelers beat them in the Super Bowl one year.
No, they can't even play in the Super Bowl. They're in the same conference. They're AFC. They can't even play in the Super Bowl.
See, it goes to show how much I know.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe they beat them in a championship
That's
game.
Okay.
No, they can't even play against each other in a championship.
Only in the AFC championship.
Maybe that's what it was. They knocked them out in the championship game. The Giants is the only team to ever beat the Patriots. No other team has ever beat them.
Well, in this whole Belichick era, you know, in
right,
the Belichick
Tom
era.
Tom Brady and the Belichick.
What? Let's see. They lost a Super Bowl back, like I said, a while ago. They lost a Super Bowl to the 85 Bears. They lost to the 85 Bears, the Patriots did.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And the Patriots also lost to Green Bay. Brett Favre's only Super Bowl, they lost that to the Patriots lost to Green Bay. Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers, and that was 97. So 1985 and 1997, they lost Super Bowls, and they also lost to in 2007, and I believe it was 2000. And
I would say they've lost multiple times.
Yeah.
So everyone acts like
Tom Brady's only lost.
Like,
Tom Brady's only lost two Super Bowls. Tom Brady wasn't on that team.
What if Doug Peterson and Nick Foles are the next Bill Belichick and Tom Brady?
I doubt it, but Nick Foles.
Anything's possible. You never know.
Nick Foles needs to just drop shaft on people's heads right now, man.
Just shut everyone up.
Shut them up.
But you know what?
Shut up the national media and let's get it. Let's go, Nick.
Even if he did,
Slick Dick.
The media and all the haters, all the Eagles haters out there will still talk shit and say he won by default, or he won because this one was hurt, or you know this one was
shit.
Out of the game. There'll be a reason why.
They'll discredit poor Nick Foles. Yeah. He doesn't deserve that bullshit, but it is
what it is.
He
should be getting props.
It is what it is.
He's done a lot for a little bit of time that he's been the number one quarterback in Philly. He's done a lot. All he's done is win.
That's all he does is win. All he does is win. Win no matter what. Money on my mind.
If you think about it, when he was there in 2013, too, all he did was win.
All Slick Dick Nick does is win. Big Dick Nick. That's all he does is win. You know? So, it is what it is. And, you know.
So, you got the Eagles winning. What's your score? What do you think the score is? Is it going to be a blowout like the Minnesota?
No.
I think it's going to be a close. Like
I think so, too. I say 28-17.
I think 21-17 Eagles. I don't think they're going to win by that much.
28-17 Eagles. And hopefully Nick Foles is the MVP. But if not, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. If not, he's not the MVP I'm talking about. I'm not talking about us losing that game.
When did they announce the MVPs?
At the end of the game.
Okay, so they'll announce the season MVP.
Not the season MVP. Not the season MVP, but they'll announce the
Super Bowl
MVP. And that's more like a voting thing.
Well, isn't there like a game? Doesn't someone get voted MVP at the end of each game and they give them the game ball and this and that?
In high school and shit. Yeah. I guess you could say that. That's more like a unrecognizable award. Like, oh, game ball goes to such and such.
Okay.
Chuck Berry, or game ball goes to Chuck Smith.
Because you know what? Like you said, they can't really give it to one. If they didn't have a good quarterback, they wouldn't be where they're at right now. So if it wasn't for Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, they wouldn't be going to the Super Bowl. But if it wasn't for the other players on the team, too,
the first thing you need
a good quarterback.
A lot of people had something to do with us being there.
Yeah.
But you can't discredit Nick Foles. Like, you can't sit here and act like anybody could have drove this truck.
No, because they can't.
And got to the Super Bowl because it just
if you have a crappy quarterback and good wide receivers and running backs, you ain't going nowhere.
Without a quarterback, you go nowhere.
That's the heart of the team.
Yeah. So Nick Foles played to his strengths. And he got us there, and that's all you can ask
him
to do.
That's all you can continue doing.
And I fuck with you, Nick. I love you, and I'm rooting for you. I was rooting for you. I was the biggest Nick Foles fan. Like, I love McNabb.
Back in 2013,
I love McNabb.
Nick Foles was going to be the one to take us to the Super Bowl.
And everyone was like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
he got traded.
Well, look at him now.
Came back, and he's taking us to the Super Bowl.
And he's not only just going to take us to the Super Bowl, he's going to win it.
First time in 20 years, in the last 20 years. And like
almost
said,
20 years, shit.
Well, it was like Carson Wentz, because we don't know that if Carson Wentz didn't get hurt, that he would have been able to take it to this level. No one knows whether or not he would have been able to carry it this far.
Exactly. So you never know. It is what it is. And
we got to give props to Nick Foles for doing it.
I'm gonna give him a applause. Let's applaud poor poor.
I think
poor
it's going to be an intense, crazy game.
This whole South Jersey,
right.
Delaware, the tri-state area. We're all Eagles fans. It's not just the Philadelphia Eagles. It's the tri-state Delaware Valley Eagles is basically what it is. And Nick, I believe in you. That's what I would say to Nick. I was like, Nick,
You can do it.
You can do it.
Hold on one second.
This is my letter to Nick Foles. Like, Nick.
Hold on. Where's it at?
Dear Nick Foles.
Where is it at?
I don't think you have it.
I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you.
Come on. Yeah. same shit. But this is my letter, Nick Foles, okay? I'm gonna read it to everybody. Dear Nick Foles, I'm your biggest fan. Thank you for taking us to the Super Bowl when all other people didn't believe me.
I can't carry it for you.
I did.
But I can carry you. Come on!
I know that you have what it takes to take us to the Super Bowl.
And win.
I nicknamed you Big Dick Nick.
He gets all ready for the Eagles game with his Nick Foles jersey on.
Nick Foles jersey. Every game I get ready for, I have your jersey on.
He's got to go run in the room and put his jersey on.
If Carson Wentz struggled, I wanted to go to you. Dear Big Dick Nick, please don't let me down. I believed in you from day one, as you believe in yourself, even though the national media doesn't believe in you,
right,
but
anyone else around
or anybody else.
On that note, let's take a call.
Thank you, Big Dick Nick. Barbershop Talk Radio, what it do, dog? Let's talk some Eagles.
First of all, why was LeGarrette Blount looking at Nick Foles' dick in the shower?
What? Wait, we missed that news.
LeGarrette Blount went around telling everybody Nick Foles has a massive member and shit. Looking at his chef.
Maybe he enjoys the black penis.
Oh, God.
Maybe he's swinging for the same team.
Yo, you're stupid.
LeGarrette Blount's not.
Yo, fucking no way in hell LeGarrette Blount.
He said Nick Foles was looking at it.
No, he said Blount was looking at Nick Foles' junk in the shower.
Really?
Wait. That's where all this big dick Nick Foles shit came from.
Oh,
is that what it is?
Is that
all right.
Where it came from?
You act like you created it.
LeGarrette Blount was in the shower. Who was it? Somebody said something about Tom Brady being intimidating or something, and LeGarrette Blount said the most intimidated he's ever been by anyone was Nick Foles in the shower and shit. Said he hasn't been back.
Serious?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that shit.
I'm like, what did Nick do? Like put it on the back of his shoulder? Did he swing it around and knock him out with it?
I'd never heard that one.
I just read this shit on Facebook like the other day. Everybody's like, yeah, BD Nick Foles. I'm like, what?
Oh, God. So, LeGarrette Blount is basically saying that Nick's junk's big.
Yeah.
For a white boy.
All right. Let's stop talking about Nick Foles'
junk.
Member. His love tackle. Okay, listen. Tell me. You're Doug Peterson. How do you attack How do you attack the Patriots defense? What do you do?
I'm gonna kind of do the same thing I did, you know, a couple of weeks ago against the Vikings.
That, you would be that aggressive with New England, like you would, because they were super aggressive with New England. I mean, with Minnesota, super aggressive.
Well, here's the thing. Do you happen to know what New England's defense was actually ranked? Because I know that how we jumped on the Vikings and we were that aggressive.
I believe it's 29th total defense. The 29th total defense.
Well, let me tell you, the Vikings had didn't they have the number one defense?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And
they
jumped on them. I was expecting the Eagles to go out there and run the ball and just kind of, you know, not really go pass and not really be aggressive. Just try to run the ball, you know, keep long drives. But they were aggressive. Doug Peterson came out with Nick Foles gunslinging, and I mean it worked. And they did stay committed to the run too, but they were aggressive in the passing game. And
that
was
probably
one
the best game plan I've ever seen the Eagles ever have. Like, seriously. They ran the ball. They physically dominated on both lines of scrimmages, and they weren't afraid to take shots. They came out, like you say, gunslinging. You would do the
thing? Yeah, I would do the same thing. You know what? And if that wasn't working, you know, let's say halftime in the Super Bowl, I make some adjustments and, you know, maybe start trying to pound the ball down their throats running it. But, yeah, I would come out just like that, come out swinging. See, it's not all just Doug Peterson's play calling that was all great, though. You gotta give it up to Nick Foles, man. He played his ass off.
Yeah, he did.
He was, like, perfect. He was, like, perfect, though. He was perfect. Like, you couldn't ask your quarterback to play any better in a fucking playoff game.
Nope. But that's the thing. Some people, you can't redo that. You know what I'm saying? Some people think that it can't happen again. And I feel like he's just getting started, man. I think he's saving the best for last because I just think he's going to go against a lesser defense, but a better coach than he was facing in Minnesota, and I feel like he's going to lay it on him.
See, that's the
what
only
do you
thing.
Think score is going to be?
What I think? What?
The score. You think
oh,
it's going to
no
be
idea.
A blowout, or you think it's going to be a close game?
Nobody's going to blow out the Patriots.
Nah.
In the Super Bowl.
I mean, the Falcons started to do it, and then they failed and lost the game.
Because if you're blowing out the Patriots in the Super Bowl, I guarantee you the refs are going to have something to say about that.
Yeah, true. True. All right, on defense, you're the defensive coordinator for the Super Bowl. How do you stop Tom Brady and that offense? What do you do?
Oh, now that's a tough one, bro. I don't even know.
That's
going to
be the biggest problem.
That's a game.
That's going to be the biggest problem, I feel like. I mean, I'll tell you what I would do, okay?
I play against the pass all day, yo.
You tell me what you're going to do.
I play against the pass all day.
You try to stop the pass?
I play against the pass. You know, I'm going to keep – see, the thing about it is, yo – where we're weakest at, the Patriots are going to exploit that. Like, number one, we're weak in the linebacker position. Like, Michael Kendrick's been doing his thing and all, you know, tackling. But, you know, those guys aren't really good when it comes to, like, pass coverage at all. And New England is going to eat up the middle. And you're going to be in a position where you're going to have linebackers dropping into coverage at some point. And anybody you put on Michael Kendricks, anybody Michael Kendricks is covering in pass protection is a mismatch.
Mm-hmm.
Is Gronkowski, is he still out?
Nah, Gronk's going to play.
And, you know, that's going to be a problem right there. Anybody, it's not going to be a good matchup, whoever's covering Gronkowski. It's going to be a mismatch. Because we don't have linebackers that are capable of doing it, bottom line.
Well, let me tell you what, all right, let me tell you when you're saying that. Let me tell you exactly what the Jacksonville Jaguars did.
Double coverage.
Jacksonville basically left, they kind of like spied. They didn't spy a quarterback, but they left a spy in for the running back. They left two linebackers in to spy the running back. And if Deion Lewis or any of the running backs went out to the left, the right linebacker took them. Or if he went out to the right, the left linebacker took them. And then they double-teamed Gronk. They kept somebody over top of him. They kept a safety over top of him and a linebacker. So that's what they did with their linebackers. So it's basically like this. It worked for a half, but then they stopped doing it. Like,
I'd be watching out for them third down situations and shit, you know, where I'd be watching out for them screen passes to Lewis.
That's the biggest problem. Like, that's what I feel like the biggest problem is. If they can stop the screens, but the Eagles pretty much have been really good against the screens all year. If they can stop the screens, and I mean, they're not going to be able to run the ball on this. Period.
But here's
they're not.
A bit more. Here's what I'm thinking though, man. At the end of the day, right? Tom Brady, yeah, you know. The Jaguars' defense, I mean, they were doing their thing, but Tom Brady, yo, what Jacksonville, what we have that Jacksonville didn't have in that game, yo, we got like a dominating defensive line, man, and Tom Brady's going to be struggling.
Well, Jacksonville has better linebackers and a better secondary than the Eagles. The only thing that the Eagles have better than Jacksonville is a front four. So
yeah, I
that's
think that's going to be the key. It's going to be the key, man. Is putting pressure on Tom Brady.
Yeah,
they're going to get to him, man. And you know what, yo, I'm actually worried about these refs because it seems like you get anywhere near Tom Brady, they're going to throw the flag.
I would single cover him. I would single cover Gronk with Malcolm Jenkins, and I would single cover Brandon Cooks. And Hogan and Amendola, and then
I really don't know if Jenkins is good enough for single coverage on Gronk, man.
Well, he was single covering the guy that you were so worried about last time, in Julio Jones. He was single covering Julio Jones, and he did a pretty good job against him. And he was single covering. Yeah, he can cover, bro. Jenkins can cover.
No, I'm not talking about covering. Like, I'm not necessarily breaking up the pass or anything like that. I'm talking about when Gronk gets the ball, I'm talking about getting him on the ground. I've seen Jenkins struggling with tackling.
Gronk on the ground. You don't think Jenkins can get Gronk on the ground? I mean, for the most part, I think he can. I mean, Gronk, listen, man, Gronk's probably the best tight end I've ever seen in my life. I can't deny that. Even though the Eagles are playing them, like, I feel like Gronk is the best tight end I've ever seen. He really is. He has crazy hands, and it seems like all he does is score. But I would double team him down in the red zone.
That's their go-to.
And yeah, he is their go-to guy. Like, and Brandon Cooks hasn't been the guy that they thought he was going to be. And he can't get separation. He's not that Randy Moss prototype, stretch the field type of guy. They should have just went and got Deshaun Jackson or somebody. To be honest with you, I don't even know if Deshaun Jackson can stretch the field still. But that's what they wanted Brandon Cooks for. And their receiving corps does not scare me at all. They have, matter of fact, I think they're technically, I think they have the least, the weakest receiving core out of the three teams that we're going to play. Well, the two teams that we already played. I think that Minnesota has a better receiving core than them. And I definitely know that the Falcons have a better receiving core than the Patriots. It's just honestly, that factor. Tom Brady, man.
From what my eyes are telling me, these last few games and shit, I mean, between the last few games the Patriots had, the last few games the Eagles had, I'm really looking at this like, from what my eyes have shown me, you know, it's, you know, there's like that any given Sunday thing, you know, like you could look good 1 week and look like trash the next week. But from what my eyes tell me, man, I feel like we should actually not just beat the Patriots, but beat them in, like, good fashion, like, dominate the game. I mean, like, right now, I just feel like from what my eyes see, we're the better team than them.
That's what my head's telling me. But
I know Tom Brady's not going to go out without a fight, man.
Yeah. Like, he's not going to go out like you know what?
Case Keenum.
What everybody's picking
exactly. He's not going to go out like fucking Keenan.
We might do what Seattle did to Denver. We might do that to them. That's what I'm hoping.
And, like, for bookie sense, everybody's picking New England.
Everybody's picking New England.
So they're going to lose a lot of money if New England wins. That always... It seems to affect it.
Yeah, Vegas has something to do with it.
Yeah, it does.
When it comes to the Patriots, man, it's like, it just doesn't feel like, you know, it's a matter of just the Patriots are such a good organization, they're such a good team. Don't get me wrong, man. I think Belichick's a great coach, and I think Tom Brady's a great quarterback, but it doesn't seem like it's all just... all that greatness is, you know, that's all it is. Like, I feel like they kind of got the, it's like the NFL, the refs, they all have their back. Like, they're actually trying to help them win. And, you know, Patriots always got some dark cloud around them, like something they did, like they're cheating somehow. Like, it's like somebody higher up there is, like, always trying to get them in there. If they can't do it with just the talent they have, it's always some other kind of factor.
Somehow.
So, I don't know, man.
We'll see.
Like, if the Eagles win this Super Bowl, they're doing it all by themselves. Nobody's going to help them do it.
Nah.
They're
not going to get help from the refs. You know, there is no... you know, we're not deflating balls. We're not looking at anybody's playbook. We're going to do it all by ourselves. But you never know with New England. You never know what kind of fucking shit they got up their sleeve.
I know. It's scary, right? Like, these motherfuckers might cheat us again. And you know what?
Be prepared for that.
Like, if that happens,
I was watching this video yesterday with Terrell Suggs. And, you know, he's saying how much he hates Tom Brady and shit. And he's, like, talking about this one play where, you know, somebody pushed him into Tom Brady's leg, and Brady looks back at the fucking ref and points at his leg, and he throws the flag.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They changed rules. They changed rules for Tom Brady. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, they literally made rules to protect Tom Brady. How many other quarterbacks had got, you know, their knees blown out? And nothing happened. Tom Brady, you know, we got to make a rule for this. Like, the guy's got more than just talent in his corner, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Like, it's more like juju or something, man. I don't know what it. I don't know what you call it.
Juju?
They'll be like that Super Bowl a couple of years ago. What was it? The one team was winning, and all of a sudden there was like a blackout. Then when it came back on, they were losing.
San, San Francisco and Baltimore. Yeah, that shit happened.
It'll be like that.
Well,
you know, they screwed. Remember the Saints? They basically ruined the Saints' whole fucking season over bounties, right?
Yeah.
Over bounties. They ruined their whole fucking season over that shit.
Oh, yeah, they
did.
For
the most part.
All those players was fucked up.
They threw their whole season in the trash, and here you find out Tom Brady's cheating in the Super Bowl, and they just get a $500,000 fine. That's it.
Slap on the wrist.
Yeah, nuts.
Like, what's worse, bounties? Bounties in the regular season or cheating in the Super Bowl? Which is fucking worse?
Not.
But it's like, oh, I just slap on the wrist. Here's a fine. You know, that's it. You keep your Super Bowl title.
When they were pissed off about that whole Tom Brady suspension thing, they didn't feel like they deserved the shit. But everybody knows that they deserve the shit, and they asked for it. So they keep cheating. You know what? I just hope they don't cheat this time, man. But I can't believe that they're not going to cheat. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Patriots have been just known to be fucking cheaters. That's who they are. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's why I be calling Jim Tom Brady.
Patriots.
Not because Jim's so such a good quarterback. Like, you watch Jim. You watch Jim in our league. It looks like he got the damn the refs are in his pockets and shit.
Oh yeah, they definitely are.
Yeah, dick riders.
He's like the Tom Brady of your league.
Yeah, he is. That's
exactly.
He's always all tossing him extra money and talking to him on the sideline of every game.
Back massages and giving him up, cutting out coupons for him and stuff.
You know, people could look at a simple call and be like, oh, a team would get mad and be like, oh, well, you lost the game. And then be like, you know, you could take it back to one play, a bullshit call, and be like, you know, well, that happened. And people are like, yo, you can't blame one bullshit call, the reason why you lost the game. But people don't understand, like, refs really dictate the outcome of the game. Like, you know just as well as I do. When you're watching football, you know, if it's a close game and that one team, they have that one big play where it's like, you know, it was like a touchdown or you went like had the stretch of the field and, they call that shit right back.
They said in New England game, like basically their first touchdown was like the refs gave it to them. Jacksonville in New England.
Gave it to them.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
gave it to them.
You know,
I just hope that you don't have to go through that bullshit, bro.
I just feel like we're not just going to have to play the Patriots. We're going to have to play against the refs, too, because you know they're going to be in the Patriots corner.
Because they're going to be Eagles haters. Eagles just today.
Yeah, they didn't expect the Eagles to be here. So
we're going to our front four is going to be on Tom Brady's ass, bro. Like, that's no question. And, they're going to be doing, they're going to be looking for that call because, you know, they're going to be on Tom Brady. You got Fletcher Cox in there, man. They're going to, fucking long played a great game against the Vikings and shit, man. Like, these guys are going to get to him, man, and they're going to be looking for that call.
We'll see, man. Oh, I can't wait, bro.
You're going to fall into his legs and they're going to throw the flag. You're going to be coming in and, have your hands up to smack a pass down and accidentally tap his helmet and they're going to make that call, you know?
I can't wait.
More days.
A couple more days, man. That's it.
But let Nick Foles be back there and he throws the ball and gets tackled a minute later. They're not going to make that call for him.
I can't.
Hello?
Yo. Shit.
What the hell was that?
What the fuck was that? What'd you do? What the fuck was that? Anyway, yo. Bro, yeah, man. No, I didn't. I heard that. Yeah, I heard it. Ripped through my ears.
I tried to put it on the speakers on the computer.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. Yeah, thanks for the call, bro. I'll see you later on the night, man.
All right,
bro. All right.
Peace.
Peace.